It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. How are we doing, Sue?
Pretty good, thanks, Andrew, for winter time.
Indeed. It's definitely been a little bit cooler, hasn't it?
It has, and it's going to get cooler.
Sue, there's been a lot of discussion about the royalties for rejuvenisation.
Yes, and we've been working with our counterpart in Muswellbrook. Steve Reynolds came and met with us, and we're continuing to work together on this one through the for the call for royalties for rejuvenation fund. There was no money allocated at all for this fund, despite it being set up. There's $25 million been previously allocated to the fund, and I understand some of that $2 million has been utilised for admin costs, but other than that, there's been no other funds added to it. So we're calling on the government, to both state and federal, to show real commitment and contribute money to that fund so that we can plan for our future for our local community and the economy, for things like the closure of BHP's Mount Arthur mine, which is going to impact Muswellbrook in a very big way.
Yeah, sounds like I'd like to get a job managing that fund if they take $2 million worth of administration fees, but that's my thoughts alone, Sue.
Yeah, I was rather astonished when I heard that too, because, you know, the fund has, for want of a better word, it seems to have been watered down a lot from what it was originally intended to deliver. But not only that, it was supposed to have $25 million added to it to each year, and so far it's only had the initial $25 million added to it.
Right.
And I know the interim board's been set up, and they're about to start work on the proper board. So that'd be good, but would like to see more than $25 million in that. $25 million is not going to achieve much at all, really, at the end of the day.
Well, and it's not like $4 billion worth of royalties aren't coming out of the area. Actually, hang on, there are.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
All right, talk to me about Plastic Free July.
Plastic Free July is something we've done for several years now, so we're happy to get behind this global movement and cut down on our plastics for particularly single-use plastic items for the month of July. So our community is very committed to being sustainable. Of course, we know that with the us being the Tidy Towns winner of the most sustainable community. And we're very much looking forward to being able to commit again to our Plastic Free July, and encourage the community to do so also.
You can follow the lead of my wife, who takes a metal straw wherever she goes, so she doesn't need to use a plastic one or a paper one for that matter. She's got her own.
Well done.
Yes. Well, she's done. A very clever woman, my wife, despite her choice in husbands.
I absolutely hate those paper straws. They just dissolve in your mouth when you're trying to have a drink.
So. Yes.
That is so good.
There is a better way. Get yourself a metal straw. And finally, school holidays are just about upon us, and there's some activities in Singleton.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, very pleased to say the library and the youth venue and, of course, OOSH are going to help keep our young people entertained through the school holidays. The library program includes a kaleidoscope science show. Wow, that sounds fantastic. Virtual reality and upcycled workshop and a Lego competition. So plenty happening at the library. The youth venue has solar workshop on the 13th of July for people who are of all ages to build solar-powered lights. So lots of things happening there, and that activity includes lunch. So that's the 13th of July. Make a note of that, everyone. And, of course, people can also get involved in laser tag and the drone workshop and abstract art and sewing and dragons and dungeons and basketball and a whole heap of things. So there's a whole program packed full of things at the OOSH and places.
Much better than what it was in my day. They used to give us a brick and a piece of string and say, go and amuse yourself.
And, of course, all the details are on our Facebook page. So if you want something for the kids to do in the school holiday, there's certainly activities out there. You just got to have a look for them.
Absolutely. Plenty to do out there. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for joining us for an update.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.